Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
And they snap it instead on third down and goal. Wide open, McCaffrey gets it instead. Kittle watching from the sideline. Tawn just nearly got the touchdown. McCaffrey gets it instead. Yay! From 9 yards out.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Why would we play Joe Buck sound when we've got our star in the building?
GP2 the rebound. Outlets up ahead to Curry. Curry looking for his opening in transition, but right there is the 6'7" Anthony Black. Wards him off. Curry met by a double team and loses control of the ball. It's loose on the deck. Pajemski comes away with it. The GP2 back to Curry. Three-pointer. That's good. Do your dance, Steph. 80-75 as Curry, five straight to begin the second half, drops it in from distance. Timeout, Orlando.
That's our man. Really, that's solid. My friend, guys. Really, that's solid. My friend, no doubt.
Wow. Well,
the best, perhaps, yo, go ahead.
I think his best call might have been before the game when he said, I'm not working with Tolbert, though. must work alone.
I like just George want to know Thorogood if we went around the association in the pregame and how that went. You know, in this date in Warriors history, and I'm more into the pregame.
I listened to him, too. You know,
how'd the pregame go, E?
There was a lot of moving parts.
Evan looks, this is just me reading the room.
Yeah.
He looks a little sick of you guys talking about him.
No, he's not.
Wow.
He's
been getting love everywhere.
No, I know.
Some people are like, it's too much Evan love. Move on. Oh, my God.
He's basking, and rightfully so.
He should bask.
He should.
It's a hell of a...
He'll never forget it.
It's a lot of energy.
Well, hopefully, you know what? Hopefully he will forget it, because that'll mean then he has a storied career. Hey, remember your first broadcast? No.
But he'll remember the Warriors took his radio virginity.
Yeah. He'd be like, you know, I've done the Olympics. I've done four titles. So
you still
that's all old hat.
Just real quick about that play.
Your first, though.
Yeah, that's, no doubt.
Do you remember your first?
Mine was horrible. But I remember.
I'm uncomfortable.
Mine was beyond atrocious. I was doing a CYO championship game.
Oh,
in Marin.
You're talking about calling the game.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
And I didn't realize that when you're on camera that you're supposed to look at the camera. And, you know, so I'm doing this. I'm kind of looking around, and my eyes are darting everywhere. And so after the game, I looked at it. I'm like, what is wrong with you? And I didn't even think about how, you know, you lock eyes with the camera.
Wow. And now, look, man, that's the man. Can I say something?
You could turn the ringer off, Steiny.
It's almost the end of the year. You would think he would already know.
It's not my phone. It's my computer.
I mean,
I'll shut it.
Turn the 35 years in the business.
Why did I like the chef dancing, though, Will?
That's the way I fix things at my house. Just chuck it out the window.
I didn't like the chef doing the dance. We're 14 and 15.
Now they're 15 and 15.
What did you make of Dre? I'm still... I can't get over it. I don't know.
Dre's mad at himself.
And we called it to Klay Thompson. Yeah. He's at that phase.
Yeah. Dre is frustrated because he sees everything that's going on. And he sees that the team is performing better without him.
Wow, man.
This is the inevitable, like, I guess Steph and LeBron are the only ones, Tom Brady, who sort of defy this, but like, getting older is frustrating.
No, it's real.
Your mind works at the same pace and your body doesn't follow.
Wow.
And you're under 500 and this is
too. He's hearing the noise,
well,
too.
I also want to know, remember mental health, Draymond? Remember when the league suspended
him? Just brought him
up. And he promised he was going to work on all that. And he did. He did. He was more reliable. But there's two straight home basketball games he's not been able to finish for emotional reasons.
And Will, I'm not hating. Yep. They give him more leeway than anybody. So for him to get thrown out, you really got to go there.
Well, I don't know if the referees give him more leeway. I could argue that they give him less, but he's earned all of that. In some ways, he's earned more leeway. He has a humongous resume in the league, and he's earned less leeway because he has a humongous resume in the league.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I don't feel bad for Draymond. He has earned every single thing that he's gotten. He's probably earned some things that haven't happened.
But you walked out on your team last night with your decision to put yourself in. My whole thing real quick, what was going to happen had you not done that? That's like my son or daughter saying, I needed to excuse myself, Daddy, because I don't know what, well, we got a problem. So I'm not giving them a bouquet of flowers because I want to know what would you have done to your coach for you to have to walk off and leave your teammates. I didn't like that, and I love Kerr for acknowledging he wasn't going to put him back in.
Well, I mean, it's just at that spot, I don't think it's going to escalate any more into, fisticuffs or anything.
Exactly.
I don't think it's going to go that way, but at some point, that conversation or the back and forth, it gets to where it's not going to be productive for anybody. So you're going to have to walk it off. I didn't know if Steve Kerr said go to the locker room or if Draymond just stomped off. I don't know if that's been broken down on whose decision
Steve
it was
said
to
it
leave.
Was Draymond's choice.
That he had to walk away.
Well, okay. I wanted to know was chicken or the egg because Steve said he would not have put him back in.
Because he left.
Right, that's my chicken or the egg. Like, was that conversation, you're not going back in, and then Draymond's like, well, then I'm leaving. Or did Draymond leave, and because he left, no, he wouldn't have gone back in because I heard the caller that called you guys about the Devondre Campbell thing.
Yeah.
And what was resonating in my head was the big difference is the Niners were telling him, we need you to go in.
Bad.
And he went, no. So that didn't happen with Draymond. Nobody was like, dude, we need you on the floor. And he pouted and refused. So that's where I would separate those two things.
And Devondre knew driving to the stadium he wasn't going in.
And I would think that if he's smart, he knew walking to the locker room that would be the last time he ever does that. But what I don't know is if Draymond was like, okay, I'm not going back in, so I'm going to go cool off. Or are you not going back in because you left? That'd be my first question for Steve.
Because I don't think they had it. You think they could have had that dialogue? Well, I ain't going, but you're not going in.
I don't know.
Yeah, I
don't know.
My guess would be he wasn't going to get subbed out for at that moment. But that's just a guess. I don't. Maybe he did.
I mean, I
think Draymond really got upset because he felt like
he was getting called out.
Yeah, I mean, it was you make a mistake, and the coach, he didn't pull Draymond, but he called timeout. And I think Draymond didn't like being made an example of. And I think that's the way he took it.
Yeah.
And.
Well, when you're 14 and 15, like, all bets are off.
Yeah.
Steve is, we spent shows last week talking about, is this his last year? Could he possibly even get fired?
Right.
You guys were positing during your show, nothing's off the table. So when you're below 500, nobody is safe from the coach getting after you if you're making mistakes out there.
Right, right. And I really do think, I don't know, if you go back and look at December, it starts with the Oklahoma City Thunder game. And if you look at every game, there's something that kind of happened with Draymond where it got better when he was gone.
You laid this out earlier, and it was very compelling.
And it's a month of it now. Why I think,
that is a wow.
I really do think, Kerr for the last couple weeks has been like, I got to figure some stuff out. I got to be better. I got to get through it. And I think it's becoming clear they're going to have to make a hard decision with Draymond and probably Butler in the starting lineup. And it can't be Butler. Butler can't
There's
go
There's no
the bench.
Way.
Right.
I mean, it can't be both. And the whole idea of them playing together, if you have three really good shooters around them, yeah, it can work. But right now, the way Draymond is just so reckless with the basketball, and he's not an offensive threat, and you know Jimmy Butler needs his space. Yeah. He needs his area to work with. So I don't know if that goes that way. If all of a sudden now Draymond is your sixth or seventh man, maybe he comes in for Butler at the 5 minute mark or whatever. I wonder how Draymond would take that. My guess would be not well.
I just don't.
Because this one would be different, Stiney. When he came off the bench, it's like, you're coming back from injury.
No doubt.
We're going to bring you back. And you know you're going to get your starting spot back sooner rather than later. This one feels like it would have more permanence.
And that's what happens when guys get old. They take lesser roles, and some of them have to come off the bench. And like for the last time, you know, he's averaging 28 minutes a night. I'm not saying he shouldn't play. I'm saying, could you shorten up his minutes and he becomes more energetic at the time when he plays? It's not the most revolutionary thought. You know what I mean? Just asking for evaluation of Draymond like everybody's been evaluated this season.
Well, I think that's completely fair. I mean, if you're like, I think everyone acknowledges the difficulty of this, how hard it is when you're getting older, especially when you've accomplished so much. And then you've got to try to sort of sit with a reality that you don't agree with, because nobody ever does. You know what I mean? Nobody ever thinks.
I just keep going to Clay, yeah, Mark. No, go ahead.
Of course. Nobody ever thinks they're slipping, but everybody does. And that's that.
Wow, man.
But if this team is going to follow the mantras they've stated, all we care about is winning. That's all we care about, right? If that's your mantra, then you have to be willing to do anything. And Pat Spencer comes on with you guys and coins the Stay Ready crew. And I'm already annoyed that there are certain players that apparently are exempt.
Wow.
Like, wow. Steve says to Dibs,
yeah,
no, Jonathan doesn't see himself as part of the Stay Ready crew. And now we're sitting here being like, Draymond's not allowed to come off the bench. I want all 15 of you to be in the Stay Ready crew.
I'm at it.
Because that's what you're paid to do. I don't care what your history says. You have to be on the Stay Ready crew or you're not actually a team.
Wow. I hadn't. Man.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Let's talk a little Niners real quick.
First, is there a Kittle update?
No.
Stiney has a feeling on Monday that he might, on Tuesday, that he might not be available. I'm going to wait for him, but
I think they need this.
Mean,
dude, short week, and the Bears are coming off of a long week. You know what I mean? The Bears played Saturday. Yeah.
How you feeling on that, Dibs, on just him coming out? I was like, that's the only stain.
I think that if it was a playoff game, he would be good to go. Not good to go, but he would play. And we'll have to see. Today, they go in for treatment. They landed at like 3:30, apparently, and by the time you take the bus down to the South Bay, it's about 4:30, so you get home probably about 4:30 or 5 in the morning.
He says it's not a has, high ankle sprain.
It's not a has. I like that. And also, when you saw, he goes to the sideline, and he actually was testing it out. He did a couple of squats and some big steps just to see if he could give it a go. So it wasn't so bad that it was immediately in the tent or you're going in the locker room. So I think that I like his chances, actually, to go out there and play. And I heard a cut where he heard it in the second quarter, went in and taped it, and came back out in the second half, and then he heard it again. So, yeah, if it's not a high ankle, then he might be able to give it a go on Sunday.
How did they get here? Like, seriously, man.
Well, if you just look at last night, that offense is incredible. The O-line is blocking their best blocking of the year.
Day, yes.
Shanahan's in his bag. And Brock Purdy, like dime after dime, just the one interception, which
it was a
high throw. I wouldn't call it a drop. It was a high throw.
You got your hands on it. Yeah.
He did. Went through his hands. But your running back is a legend. Your tight end is having a phenomenal year. I mean, everything is just clicking into place
right now.
Can I share a stupid story about the interception? The interception was a cataclysmic event in my house.
Oh, boy.
I mean, a monster.
The blame game?
Fantasy football.
I
just want to share this, and I feel like I can because I was not involved. But you guys all know.
Is this the family league?
We do the family league. So one of the semifinals is my oldest son against my father-in-law.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
And I'm sitting with the great Lincoln Merida. I'm sitting with him. Abe's up in Sacramento visiting family. And so the texts are going crazy because Lincoln has Brock and Christian, but started the day down by like 65 points.
Oh, it's over.
So it's over, but it's not over. Touchdown to Christian. Touchdown to Christian again. He comes flying all the way back and takes the lead by 1.4 points.
He had to close it.
And everyone, he's like, got his arms up. He's like, I can't. We got all the way back. I go, the only thing that can beat you now is if, you know, like Brock would have to throw an interception and then not play anymore.
Which is
exactly what happened.
The booby prize.
So the complaining 18-year-old who's like, this is so stupid. That was a touchdown by Tonjes. They should have reviewed it.
Yeah, he's right.
Whatever. But he's complaining and complaining. I lost. Everybody's against me. The whole world sucks. Wait. Wait, do you mean I'm back ahead? I'm back ahead?
Little me?
By a half of a point?
That's how it happens.
And then poof, pick six. Deuces.
Wow, man.
Everybody head to the locker room.
Let's get Mac Jones in there for some kneels.
Can you believe it?
139.9 to 139.8.
Unbelievable.
That interception, it mattered. You choker.
Wow.
Brock,
man.
Why
didn't they review that touchdown, though?
That's a Kyle Shanahan thing. He challenged earlier and lost, and then he should have challenged
that
there.
That was a bad one.
He addressed it and said he was thinking about it. I don't know that it would have been overturned.
I don't think it would have.
I mean, it was dragging blades of grass, maybe. It's a great play. I don't know if it would have gotten overturned. What do you guys think?
Great throw, too.
Yeah.
I mean, Brock... Remember when he had a bad toe?
Stoney said that today. What happened to the toe?
Yeah, toe looked fine on that play. He reverses field, runs all the way to the sideline, and then shoom!
And Stoney tried to pick. Oh, go ahead.
Well, the Tonjes play, when I saw it like live, I was like, it's not even close. Like, no chance.
No chance.
Then they showed it, and I don't know either if he was making contact with that other foot, but it was close. Like, it was a hell of an effort.
And I think he held on to it when he hit the ground. Like maybe kind of moved a little bit, but yeah, dude, great play.
So they got two games. If you win both, you get a week off, two games, and then the Super Bowl possibly.
Possibly, yeah.
Good God.
Possibly.
I got a believe fill into this season.
How many games will the 49ers play the rest of the season at Levi's Stadium?
Five.
Two.
No, so not your heart.
It could be five, well, four, three, two.
That's mine right. was
well,
two.
It will be at least two.
No doubt. I said two.
You think. I mean, things could happen and stuff. I don't even know if we're going to be here tomorrow.
But
and stuff.
One That's loss means you're on the road.
Well, they're going to play possibly. The next 2 weeks at home.
Yeah, no,
that's already
okay,
done.
Got you. Yeah,
they're going to play those at home. Yeah, you're not allowed to change those.
Well, I guess I'm just not assuming they're going to beat both. They're going to sweep.
I would assume nothing. At halftime, weren't you like, this defense sucks?
But what was the coach trying to do offensively? Like, I didn't feel like they ran. They didn't have success, but they didn't run it enough.
Well, I mean, they couldn't run it.
Yeah, the Niners were bottling them up. Pretty good.
Wow.
But the pass game.
Aikman was disappointed in their plan of attack on the Niners defense.
Let me ask you guys this. Like, do you still buy this phrase, defense wins championships?
Mark, that is beautiful. I'm don't take our goo. I'm gonna say yes. Defense does. It has to.
Well, then
the
Niners are toast.
But if not, then you're bad.
It just depends. It depends on the matchup. I think it's very matchup dependent.
All right, styles make fights.
It's weather dependent. Yeah, and I'm thinking about that game. In Green Bay in the snow in the playoffs, the Hufanga?
Yep. And the block punt.
Yeah, that was a game where you needed your defense, and you came through with the special teams as well. And then you look at a game like last night where it's in a dome, and you're just out there lighting people up. So can this team win a playoff game 40-39? Yeah, they can, but it's going to be difficult. And the one thing that they do so well is they protect their defense by keeping the ball. Complimentary football. Man. So even though the defense wasn't great last night, they still were put in a great position most of the night.
I came in and told Stoney, if these numbers are correct, points per game, the Niners' defense is 11th. That's pretty damn good.
In points allowed?
Yeah, points allowed. And then yards, rush yards per game, they're eighth. But I'm like, they got a gaping hole on, but obviously not. They're last in sacks. Yeah, I get it. But points per game, 11th, that means you're bending but not breaking. Yep.
Salah said, I guess, was it this week where he's just like, I'm really done with these rankings that are based on yardage. Because I think that they've actually adopted this as part of their part of their philosophy in light of all the injuries, which is we're not going to let you fly over the top.
Man.
We're going to make you take a lot of clock, and then when the field gets condensed, we're going to hope we can hold you to three.
Yeah.
So and then deal with our offense. See if you can get us to not outscore you, and it's kind of worked.
No, it's more than kind of.
You know what game I hated this weekend, and I actually watched the first half.
What game you hate?
Your boys, the Chargers Cowboys.
Okay,
because like, nobody can stop it. It's like,
but the second half just, it's happened.
But that's I think what Willard's getting at is it's just up, drive, touchdown,
Big 12.
Drive, touchdown, drive, touchdown, drive, touchdown, field goal, touchdown. It's like. You just need to stop somewhere.
Like
football is so situational now. It's like one takeaway at the right time wins you games.
And that's what happened last. Well,
I got one good defense in the NFL. That's how many fingers I would hold up. One. If you ask me, like, how many defenses could change the playoffs? Houston. That's it. Nobody else is stopping the 49ers. Nobody's stopping the Rams.
And the Rams have been overrated. But their defense has been
Seattle?
Overrated.
I mean, I know they had a bad
Seattle's
game.
Seattle's there. I'm putting Seattle. Good call. I'm putting
Seattle's
Seattle
got it. They're solid, okay. but I don't think
they're front, man.
I mean, don't forget what the Rams made them look like just last Thursday. Like, if you've got a good offense, I'm talking about how many defenses could stop good offense.
Yes.
I got one.
And explain the Raiders with the Texans, though. But that's one game.
Yeah. But I mean,
the Raiders were
the
like
Texans.
In the game.
I know it was a Mac Jones game, but they stuffed the Niners. They stuffed the Bills. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And I think that they played the Rams early, and it was a low-scoring-ish type of a game, even though the Rams won.
It's interesting. I hear where you're going, man.
That's the only defense that I find scary.
But Seattle, I put that up with Texas. You don't like it, huh?
We're going to find out in a couple weeks. You know, we're going to get to see it up close and personal in a game that might have one seed implications. It might be flexed to the Sunday night spot.
And
so.
Ben Johnson getting ready for this defense. Like, how's – because Ben's the new Kyle. Like, he's the young guy to me. And what's he going to scheme up with the two-headed run game they have?
He's going to scheme up the two-headed run game. It's going to be a lot of manungai. And they can run it against anybody. And so that becomes really interesting. The Niner run D. Yesterday, not great. And – you know, better than normal, but still, Taylor was able to get a lot when he needed it. But, you know, the thing about bend but don't break, it's so true because most of the drives for Indy, they were either three and outs or you made them kind of earn it to get their six.
Yeah, I mean, it was a game against Tennessee. If you look at the Tennessee game that the 49ers played, like, first drive of the game, I think Tennessee, I don't know if it was the first drive, but they get down there, they can't score. They have to take three. That's 4 points.
Yeah.
Then their guy misses a field goal at the end of it. And it's like, the 49ers have had a lot of games like that where you're just like, there's 10 extra points the Niners got by doing something. And then the other team missed two opportunities and had to settle for field goals. And that's why the Niners are winning games.
I think football like this makes turnovers an even bigger deal.
Oh, no doubt. I agree. Right?
And because that's why the Colts, that game changed.
You're just
right
going
there.
Bing, 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 and you stop somebody from doing their bing one time.
Exactly.
And you bing on them, you're up a creek. That's what happened to the Niners the second time they played the Rams.
Yeah, because it got to a 7-point
score.
Juwan
Jennings fumbled, and that was it. And that you couldn't. And it's the same thing that happened to the Colts last night.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Right when they fumbled that kickoff.
No doubt.
That was a ball game.
I know my partner is trying to. You got to settle the debate, you two, real quick here.
Let's go.
If the Niners were to get the number one seed in that automatic bye, and 54 says I can go and he's cleared, my partner shocked me. He hold on. See, you change when they come in.
Well, now he's gotten cleared, which never entered the equation.
But if he could go, he's out there for me. And normally I'm the, no, you can't, next year. But if Fred could go and they get a week off, is there any doubt that you would be like, hey, let's go?
I mean, if a doctor says he's ready, then you go.
Like, that's what I specified when
he,
I.
He didn't.
Then why would you say next year was too important like to risk it?
I thought that was assumed, though. No doubt, Steiny. You know?
I'm shocked now.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. Like, first of all, if you get the number one seed, that means you're going into the playoffs in a 7-game winning streak. So obviously you're playing well. I wouldn't chance it with Warner.
But the defense is not, quote, playing well. Nobody thinks that.
Really?
Do you?
I mean, they're. What are they?
I mean, Phillip Rivers just kind of. I mean, that's the whole year. Phillip Rivers just not, like he was dicing them. This dude's wide open everywhere, and Phillip's still very smart.
He's just going by like when they brought it up to Shanahan, and maybe they're just going to downplay it because they have to it. But I don't. I'd be surprised if he plays.
Be stunned if he plays. Okay. But you know, you're getting to where. Maybe it's 3 weeks, until 4 weeks until a playoff game. That's a whole month, and maybe he's not ready then. Maybe you advance, and you get to the conference championship game, and he is good to go. The one thing that wouldn't give me pause is this is not a calf strain that can turn into an Achilles. This is, you know, this is something that he'd have to get healed from, and if he hurt it again, well, now you're in the offseason.
Where are you then winning their next two games? Like, where's the dib meter?
I'm probably at about a 45% confidence meter.
Something about like that. These are. I mean,
it's
they're
incredible.
Home, they're home games, but
Chicago needs it.
The rest disadvantage this weekend is really tough. Yep. That's tough.
Plus the travel, the reverse travel that you had to go through, four in the morning, whatever.
Yeah. They've got a big travel schedule for themselves. The Bears do, but that's two extra days. Kittle's a question mark. This one's going to be hard.
And I believe Seattle's getting flexed, right? There's no doubt.
I mean, the bottom line is they're playing an 11-4 team and then a 12-3 team.
Well, you're right. Well,
so they're playing two good teams. They're going to have to beat them both to get the number one seed.
The flex thing is totally dependent on what happens this weekend. There's about five games that in the final week that could be.
Give me one more.
They're beautiful. There's absolutely beautiful. The NFL, they just,
Let me tell you, where they did mess up.
What?
Christmas Day is a nightmare.
Yeah.
Well, Christmas Day is not their fault. A bunch of teams fell apart.
Yeah, I know.
The Lions, the Chiefs, et cetera.
Dallas.
So the Chargers.
Adam Silver clenching his fist right now.
The Chargers play the Broncos.
Tampa, Carolina.
That's the one I don't want to watch, but
Both of those could be for a division crown. Baltimore is playing Pittsburgh. I don't think it's going to matter, for a division. Indy, is it Houston?
All right, I'm liking that.
I think that Indy is. Did Indy get eliminated yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, that's a right.
So never mind on that one.
You know what that is, right?
I think
elimination sensation.
Speaking of eliminating, I'm going to eliminate myself from this segment because it's that time of day.
But just hang out.
No.
I'm not here tomorrow.
Shut up, goo.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you.
Wow. Yeah.
Appreciate that.
You here tomorrow, Will?
No.
All right. Merry Christmas, you too.
Merry Christmas. Working on Christmas Eve. What are you, crazy?
Yep. Yeah.
It's Christmas Eve.
Happy holidays, everyone.
We work into the night. The sun's down when we're done.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
That is.
You're working tomorrow?
Yep.
Oh, you could do a short crossover then. None of us will be here.
Let's do an extended one.
I have no idea.
Rats and behind.
Okay. Some humans.
Maybe we have Lucas there, but I'm sure he doesn't know
maybe
either.
Maybe AI.
That's director sport.
AI? I don't know.
All right.
Yeah, we're going to run some AI tests and see if they can
handle everybody
it.
Have a happy holiday.
You're
I'll
really
get a chance to wish it. See ya.
He like Draymond.
That dude.
He walked off on the show.
Well, and he's happy.
Yep.
All right. Love you, brothers.
See you, boy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.